This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Closing arguments took place in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress to deliver his State of the Union address. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the details.
It is an unprecedented situation, a State of the Union address from an impeached president running for re-election. The White House says in this, U.S. President Donald Trump will encourage Congress to work with him. Trump, however, late Sunday, seemed to dampen such expectations, telling an interviewer he is not sure the Democratic election, and it doesn't matter how. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Director General of the World Health Organization is urging countries not to close their borders to foreigners traveling from China in response to the coronavirus epidemic in that country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The United States, Australia, Singapore, and a growing number of other countries are denying entry to foreigners traveling from China in an effort to limit the spread of the deadly coronavirus. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says 151 cases of the disease and one death have been confirmed in 23 countries outside China. He says the small number of cases can be managed without countries resorting to extreme measures.
There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade.
Last week, WHO declared the coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern and issued several recommendations to prevent and limit the further spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News.